I sighed. Charlie, there are no bodies here by the river. We are on an adventure, okay? Maybe you can take one day off from being Batman. Charlie frowned, as if this was another trick of his enemies.
Batman is always Batman, he said.
I laughed, and we went back to building the city out of sand. I put a big handful on top of a pile that Charlie said was a multi-story Batmobile park. Sometimes I wish I could take one day off from being Little B, I said. Charlie looked up at me. A drop of sweat fell from inside his bat mask.
Why?
Well, you see, it was hard to become Little B. I had to go through a lot of things. They kept me in prison, and I had to train myself to think in a certain way, and to be strong, and to speak your language the way you people speak it. It is even an effort now just to keep it going. Because inside, you know, I am only a village girl. I would like to be a village girl again and do the things that village girls do. I would like to laugh and smile at the boys. I would like to do foolish things when the moon is full. And most of all, you know, I would like to use my real name. Charlie paused with his spade in the air.
But Little B is yours real name, he said.
I shook my head. Mm-mm. Little B is only my superhero name. I have a real name too, like you have Charlie. Charlie stared.
What is yours real name? He said.
I will tell you my real name if you will take off your Batman costume. Charlie frowned.
Actually, I have to keep my Batman costume on forever, he said.
I smiled. Okay, Batman, maybe another time. Charlie started to build a sand wall between the wilderness and the suburbs of his city.
He said.
After a while, Lawrence came down the green steps and walked up to us.
I'll take over here, he said. Go up and see if you can talk some sense into Sarah, will you?
Why? What is wrong? Why didn't she come down here with you? Lawrence held his hands out with the palms upward, and he sent air upward out of his mouth so that his hair blew.
Just go and see her, will you? He said.